USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania flew to southeast Alabama to see the damage done last weekend by the deadly tornado. 23 people died in the twister. WGCL-TV's Brittany Ebney reports.
Cora Jones is the woman who lost 10 family members in that tornado. She spent several minutes in a private meeting with the president and the first lady.
He asked me what happened and how many people that I lost. And he said, oh, I feel sorry for you. That's feel sorry. You have my sympathy. Yeah, him and his wife. Yeah, so everybody, he was hugging their necks and everything. He said it just hurt him to his heart.
A lot of the folks that I've spent time with say it really means a lot that the president came for this visit.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 23 points, the NASDAQ down 13, and the S&P 500 down 6. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The star of the helicopter action TV show Airwolf, Jan Michael Vincent, has died. The coroner said he died of natural causes. He apparently died about a month ago, February 10th, at a hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. He was in many movies from the 60s on and had many roles on TV. In his private life, Vincent had run-ins with the police and battled substance abuse for many years. Jan Michael Vincent was 73 years old. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was sentenced to 47 months in jail. Sentencing guidelines called for at least 19 years. Critics say he got off easy, but next week he'll face another judge who may be tougher than the first. Judge Amy Berman Jackson is set to sentence Manafort for conspiracy and witness tampering. Both crimes carry a maximum sentence of 10 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president spoke to reporters before leaving to Alabama. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump discussed the economy outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
Wages are going up, first time for many years. I talked about it during the campaign for over 20 years, so I'm happy about that. The economy is very, very strong.
And on North Korea?
Under the Obama administration, North Korea was a disaster. You were going to war, folks, whether you know it or not. You were going to war. There was no talking. There was testing. We didn't have our people back. We didn't have our great hostages back.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if North Korea were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with its leader, Kim Jong-un, despite the collapse of a summit with him last week.
The U.S. Justice Department has conducted the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep involving more than 260 defendants. John Clemens reports.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. It's usually under the premise of offering technical support, but it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because it's a massive and growing problem, and it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable, and because of their stage in life, they don't have the opportunity frequently to recover.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.